This is another episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC, celebrating 40 plus years on the fringe of show business. Stories, interviews, and comedy sets from the famous and not so famous. Here's your host and MC, Scott Edwards.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us again for a special bonus episode of An Audience of One. And ladies and gentlemen, we have quite a treat. You've heard him before. You've seen him on The Simpsons. He's a huge comedy star on the road. Ladies and gentlemen, Bruce Baby Man Baum. Bruce, thanks for joining us today. I hear you have a little funny to share with the crowd.
Yes, I do. And by the way, you've got the best audience in pod world. So this happened on Hollywood Squares Match Game Hour. And at the end of the show, they let you pick one of the celebrities and you come out and whatever the jackpot is up to, you try to win. At this point, it was $30,000.
Wow, that was a lot.
They give you 10 consecutive letters. Like you might start at C and then go from C to, and you give one clue and they have to say the word you're trying to get them to say. If they get all 10, they win the $30,000. Well, on this particular day, the guy who ended up winning, he's got a beard and he's got a cat. And he's telling Steve Allen and a couple other of the stars backstage that he works for the CIA and that he monitors foreign stuff, you know, out of Turkey. And and we're like, ooh, that's kind of cool. But in the back of your mind, you're going, gee, the CIA is not supposed to tell you they're in the CIA.
So, exactly.
So anyway, so we get to the end of the show, and the guy picks me. And we go through the 10 letters. I think they give you, if it was 30 seconds, we did it in 15. If it was a minute, we did it in 30. The guy, if the word was hat, if I said diaper, he said hat. I mean, he got everything. So he wins the $30,000. And this is what happens afterwards. So he wins the $30,000. They show the show several weeks later. And when they're showing the show, I'm a guest star, reoccurring role on a show called A Year in the Life.
Okay. And,
Adam Arkin and Richard Cuddy. It was one of the first of those dramedies. So I'm on that show and I call home for messages in the middle of the day. I say, Lynn, this is before you could, like, you know, have your cell phone. Lynn, is there any calls for me? Are there any calls for you? Every news organization, every one of your relatives, everybody wants to talk to you. Well, what had happened was,
wow,
that show aired that day. The guy that won the money with me, and he was recognized as someone who had credit card fraud. He had taken a car in Atlanta, BMW, out for a test drive, never brought it back. So as soon as he hit television, and then they started looking to see, how did he win that $30,000? Did he have something in his ear? Did he have something up his cast? Because I'm telling you, he got everything very fast.
Yeah, he was quick.
So, but what had happened was, all day long, they're showing during, you know, the day, Felon on Match Game Hollywood Squares. And they show me and him. They don't say which one's the felon. So
paint you in a different light.
So everybody's like, my relatives are calling, ABC, NBC, this is before, I think, CNN. Everybody's calling, you know, wanting to talk to me. What did I do? And finally, you know, when the news came on, they announced it was him. And what had happened is, as soon as it aired, they realized that he was wanted. He called them as soon as it aired and said, I just got transferred to Alaska by the CIA. I'm leaving tomorrow. Can I come in and pick up my check?
Because you couldn't collect your winnings until after it aired.
Right. And even then, they have several months to pay you. So, yes, he said, I'm leaving. But he shows up at the office, where everybody else is wearing just regular casual clothes. Needless to say, the FBI shows up with their suits and sunglasses. So as soon as he sees them, he goes running through the building. They chase him through the building. They find him, kind of a cliche, standing on a toilet seat in a stall. And then he tried to get out saying, look, I won more than I owe. Can I just pay it off? No. So I ended up going to jail. But for a day, everybody thought I was a felon.
Yeah, Bruce Baum, FBI's most wanted. And the thing is, you were, you know, famous at the time. You had done all these shows and game shows. And, I mean, you were a known entity. He was this kind of behind-the-scenes criminal. His first time on TV is exposed, and you're a known entity. And Bruce Baum, what did you do? had to be a weird moment.
Yeah, there's America's Most Wanted. You know, what amazes me about that show is they show everybody's face and their fingerprints. Like, people are home and going, I've never seen that face, but those fingerprints, those were on that doorknob the other day. So that was my day as
instead of a brush with stardom, that was a brush with prison.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a great story, Bruce.
Why, thank you. It was sure interesting to call and find out that everybody wanted to talk to me.
Well, thanks for sharing that story on our bonus episode, An Audience of One. Ladies and gentlemen, the always funny and apparently always interesting stories about his fame and infamous situations, it's Bruce Baum. Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Stand-Up Comedy, Your Host and MC. For information on the show, merchandise, and our sponsors, or to send comments to Scott, visit our website at www.standupyourhostandmc.com. Look for more episodes soon and enjoy the world of stand-up comedy. Visit a comedy showroom near you.